It's Friday, December the 2nd. Hello, everybody. I'm Tom Turbeville. Thank you for logging on today to WTAW.com, and here's your sports. Well, Texas A&M has decided to change the leadership of its football program. After several days of speculation, the school confirmed last night that Mike Sherman will not be retained as the head football coach. A decision will be made likely today who will serve as the interim coach for the Aggies' upcoming bowl game. In 4 years, Sherman coached A&M to a 25-25 record after a third season that his team won six straight games, including over Oklahoma and Nebraska. A&M ended the season with a loss to LSU in the Cotton Bowl. With several returning starters, the Aggies started the season ranked 8th in the AP poll. And after a 2-0 start, they lost 5 of their next 8 after holding double-digit leads in the second half in 4 of those games. They then finished the regular season losing to rival Texas at home on a final play field goal. The decision to fire Sherman was made as A&M enters a new era of football, as next year they will enter the SEC's Western Division, which has 3 of the top 8 ranked teams in the nation right now. In a statement last night, A&M President Dr. Bowen Lofton said, quote, "Decisions of this nature are never easy, and I appreciate the patience of Aggies everywhere as we carefully evaluated the current state of our football program and the prospects for the future. I would like to thank Mike Sherman for personifying Texas A&M's core values and instilling them within our student-athletes. Coach Sherman has created a solid foundation for Texas A&M to build upon in the future." Now, speculation on A&M's next head football coach is already active. Much of it centers around former Aggie assistant Kevin Sumlin, who has coached the Houston Cougars to a 12-0 record this year. Reports yesterday said that Sumlin is being hotly pursued also by Arizona State. Also, the names of Louisville's Charlie Strong, Alabama defensive coordinator Kirby Smart have been mentioned, as well as Iowa State coach Paul Rhodes and Southern Miss coach Larry Fedora, a College Station native. Sherman reportedly has a buyout of $5.8 million as there were 3 years left on his contract. He was given a 1-year extension last summer, but reportedly that extension was never executed. The Aggie volleyball team fought their way past Lipscomb in a 4-set win last night to advance to the second round of the NCAA tournament at Reed Arena and now have a bigger hill to climb to beat Kentucky tonight at 6:30 for a trip to the Sweet 16. The Aggies got 11 kills from Kelsey Black and 10 from Alicia Casmo in getting their 23rd win of the year. Kentucky advanced with a 5-set win over Dayton in the early match yesterday, and they'll be playing tonight for a chance to return home to play. The winner goes to the NCAA Final 16 in Lexington. The Aggie women's basketball team is heading into the teeth of arguably their toughest 2-game road trip ever. Sunday at 11 o'clock, they'll play at 13th-ranked Purdue, and then next Tuesday they play at number 2-ranked UConn. A&M is the defending national champion and should not and will not feel intimidated. Here's the team's senior leader, Sydney Carter.
Definitely. I think that we're going against two, top 25 teams, and one's in the top 10, top 5, of course, and the other one's in the top 15. So, I just think this really shows that either we can go out there and lay an egg for ourselves, or we can actually show the nation that we really do belong. And just because we lost some key players last year doesn't mean that we don't have the leadership and the players and the talent this year to kind of get that run going back and do the same things over.
The West Virginia Mountaineers are alive to get the Big East automatic berth in the bowl championship series. Tyler Bittencourt kicked a 28-yard field goal as time expired, and number 22 West Virginia clinched a share of the Big East championship by beating South Florida 30-27, and the Mountaineers probably will get the BCS bowl berth if Cincinnati beats UConn on Saturday. Pac-12 championship is tonight as Oregon will host UCLA in Rick Neuheisel's last game as the Bruins coach. The Ducks are a 31-point favorite. High school football playoffs continue this weekend. Only two Brazos Valley teams are still alive, Lexington and Burton, the only ones. The Eagles of Lexington will meet ARP at 7:30 tonight at the Waco ISD Stadium in the Class 2A Division II quarterfinals. Burton will meet defending state champion Fall City tonight in Buda. In the Class 1A Division II quarterfinals, Falls City beat Burton 36-7 last year in this same round. And that's your look at sports. Thank you, everybody, for logging on today to WTAW.com.